Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning that you allowed us to see. And we say thank you. Thank you, for this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. How we, as we slept in slumber on last night, you watched over us, sustained us, and kept us. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come with a humble heart and stretch out arms this morning to ask you to welcome you to rule and reign in our lives on today. Have your way in our lives on today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Traveling grace and mercy today for your people, Father God. As we go out to come in your building to worship you in spirit and in truth, we say have your way in our services on today, from the pulpit to the back door, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. Because, Father, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. With you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for your strength today. We thank you for your peace today. We thank you for your joy today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Lift up the visionary to you, Lord God. Laron Matthews, Father God, as he continually pour out to your people, pour back into him your strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, just a fresh fire anointing over him right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, and cover the whole entire Matthew family, from the oldest to the youngest and all in between. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Pop. We come to say thank you for your grace and your mercy. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today. Your word says, if you be lifted up, hallelujah, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning, praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May you be continually glorified. And we say thank you. We lift up all bereaved families all over the land today to you, Father God. We thank you that you are their comforter, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you're placing the right people in their path that will encourage them in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. We just come to say thank you. Hallelujah. When trouble come our way, hallelujah, anyhow. And we just come to bless your name today. We thank you for breakthroughs today and not a breakdown. We thank you that we're better and not bitter, that we're the victors and no longer the victims. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Lift up Sister Pat in Wisconsin, Father God. I ask you to cover her right now with the blood. Continue to build her spirit up, Lord God. Her leg was amputated, Father God. But, Father God, you can strengthen that body right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. Lift up Sister Kawana in Wisconsin today, Father God, in the loss of her nephew, Father God. I ask you to comfort that family that only you can do right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We just thank you for being our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It's no sickness in heaven. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So you come to bring heaven to earth with your healing power, with your delivering power, in all the hospitals. In this hour, may you be glorified. Go from floor to floor, room to room right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the IC units today, Father God. Stop by the emergency rooms on today, God. And we truly give you the praise and give you the glory, Father God. You still Dr. Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Your spirit can go where medicine can't go. Your spirit can go where doctors can't go. Your spirit can go where x-rays can't show. So we thank you going to the root of the matter in your people's bodies today, in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, Lord God. Cover every nursing home right now with the blood. Go from floor to floor, room to room in the nursing homes today, God. Heal and deliver and set free. Stop by St. Jude, Lord God. Curse all that cancer in them baby's body from the root right now. Do it like you did the fig tree. When you curse that fig tree, couldn't be no more figs. Curse that cancer for those babies right now at the root. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that have tumors, let them be dissolved and rooted out their bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to tear down strongholds today in the mighty name of Jesus, because it's not about me. It's all about you. Have your way with your healing power. You the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not. Oh, we come to bless your name. And we just say thank you. We come this morning with a humble heart and stretched out arms. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today. Drive out every spirit in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the atmosphere. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to that person that have arthritis today. After you got to D.C., and healing increase in the joint, in the muscles right now of God's sons and daughters. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless his name today. Because he have no nieces, nephews, aunts, or uncles, or cousins. We all his sons and daughters. And we thank him and bless his name today for being our Father, for his right hand holding us all up today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we plead the blood of Jesus over the expressways today, over the highways today, the side streets today. We plead the blood, the healing blood, the protection blood, the redeeming blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for Pastor Jamie in Bay City, Father God, that had a kidney transplant, Father God. We thank you that you're restoring his body, Lord God, and that his body won't reject that kidney, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and cover his daughter that donated one of her kidneys to her dad, Father God. Strengthen that one that she have left, Father God, that it will function the way you created to function. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to lift you up today. We come to thank you for being our daddy. We thank you, Father God, for having our back today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And anything in our lives that's crooked, you're making it straight today, God. We thank you for it right now. We hallelujah your name right now. Thank you for making our path straight. Thank you, Father God, that your word is a lamp to our feet, Lord God. It's directing us in all truth on today. Oh, we bless your name. We lift up Rita and her entire family to you today, Father God. Continue to heal and deliver in her family, Father God. From the oldest to the youngest and all in between as well, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for a break anointing over our entire family today, God. Destroying every yoke, every burden, every weight right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We just say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for this awesome day. Thank you for strength today. Thank you that we have the activity of our limbs, the breath we breathe today is because of you. If it had not been for you, where would we be at this day? Oh, we just say thank you, Father God, how you protect us, Lord God. Didn't no burglars break in, didn't no fires break out around us, Lord God, last night. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name. Have your way today. Heal and deliver in our services on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, just a break anointing over our services today. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, you're so precious in the eyes of your people, Father God. Oh, you are most powerful also in the eyes of your people. Oh, you are a way maker, oh, Father God, in the eyes of your people, Father God. Oh, so we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for being the God that we come to understand that it will make for us a way out of nowhere when it seems that there's no way. He's able to do more and abundantly than we could ever ask or think. So we thank you, O Father God, for being that God in our life, O Father God, and not the gods, O Father God, that they have put before us, O Father God, that have been created, O Father God, in the minds of your people, O Father God, that have went astray, O Father God, seeking you but have been deceived, O Father God, to follow other things, O Father God, because we have that innate ability that is in us to love, honor, and worship you, O Father God. Oh, Father God, but we thank you, oh, Father God, for turning the tables, oh, Father God, because all things, oh, Father God, that the enemy meant for bad, oh, Father God, have been turned around for our good, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and we honor you and thank you, oh, Father God, for your great love, oh, Father God, that you have for us, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for instilling that within our hearts, oh, Father God. Or that it would be removed from the desperately wicked state, O Father God, but be a heart of that would remove the stony things, O Father God, that have weighed us down, O Father God. O Father God, but you have given us a heart of flesh, O Father God, that carries, O Father God, that embodies, O Father God, your temple, O Father God, that embodies, O Father God, your spirit, O Father God, that you have created, O Father God, for your spirit, O Father God, to move and have our to have this being here and through us, O Father God, here upon the earth for your people. Oh, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, O Father God, that guides and teaches us and leads us into all truth, Father God. For you are awesome in all your ways, O Father God. And there's no one like you, O Father God. For you have set everything in order, O Father God, the times and the season, O Father God. Oh, Father God, you have done those things for us, O Father God, so that we may behold you, O Father God, and everything that we may perceive, that we see, perceive, and understand, O Father God, because you, O Father God, you, O Father God, is all that we need to sustain us, O Father God, and all that we may think, say, or do, O Father God. Oh, and we thank you for your word, O Father God. We thank you for the word, O Father God, that even dwelt among us, O Father God. Oh, Father God, you are awesome in all your ways, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you, O Father God, for the love that you have bestowed upon us, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you and thank you, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for the word that has become flesh, O Father God, and dwelt among us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that you have made us, O Father God, a vessels of tabernacles, O Father God, where your Father God dwells amongst us and in us and through us, O Father God, igniting, O Father God, even the flames, O Father God, of the fire, O Father God, that need to be put on fire again for you, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for using us, O Father God, for the ability, O Father God, that you have given us, O Father God, through love, in love, and for love, O Father God, without, O Father God, any type of prejudice, O Father God, that the world have taught us, O Father God. We have taken in to perceive things through their knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, O Father God. Oh, but we thank you for Christ, O Father God, for dying upon Calvary, who has renewed and transformed everything in us, and we have your eyes, O Father God, your understanding, O Father God, because of the Holy Spirit, O Father God, that dwells in us, O Father God, that lead us and guide us into all truth, O Father God. Truth, O Father God, that we are able, O Father God, to understand, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for your great love that you have for us and that we are able to restore upon others too, O Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you, O Father God, for all that you have done, O Father God, and all that you are going to do in the lives of your people, O Father God. Well, we thank you for your healing powers, O Father God, going throughout the land, O Father God, healing individuals, O Father God, that may have been caught up, O Father God, and certain things, O Father God, that have developed, O Father God, with the intent to destroy, O Father God. Oh, but thank you for your great grace, O Father God, and also mercy, O Father God. Oh, Father God, because it has been said up in your word, O Father God, that it would be better, O Father God, to lose an eye, O Father God, and to go into heaven, O Father God, having both eyes, O Father God, but has been disrupted and disturbed and dominated dominated by the forces of evil, oh Father God, so our perception of things is totally been altered. Oh, but we thank you for your great love that you have bestowed upon us, oh Father God. You have renewed our mind, oh Father God. You have instilled within us the mind of Christ, oh Father God. You have taken the scales from off our eyes, but that we are able to see, oh Father God, to see, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for filtering everything that goes into our ear gate, oh Father God. You have given us the ability, oh Father God, to discern, oh Father God, that which is of you and that which is of not, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh Father God, for all that you are doing in this dispensation, season, and time of our lives, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you again, oh Father God, for the tabernacle that dwelt among us, oh Father God, and that the word has became flesh, oh Father God, and dwelt among us, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, and they have opened our eyes, oh Father God, to see, oh Father God, your great, miraculous, and most of all that you love, that you have for your people, oh Father God. Always working, oh Father God, for us, oh Father God, to bring us, oh Father God, into that closeness, oh Father God, with you, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, I decree and declare, oh Father God, that consciously, unconsciously, and subconsciously, oh Father God, that let your armor, oh Father God, be placed upon us, oh Father God. From the time that our foot, oh Father God, hit surface, oh Father God, once you have given us the breath of life, oh Father God, to be consciously aware, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, that your armor, oh Father God, will be put upon us, oh Father God, with the opening and the receiving of breath, oh Father God, to experience and see a new day, oh Father God, that you have given us, oh Father God, and to explore and see that your love, oh Father God, give us the eyes to see your love going out through the land, oh Father God, in the midst of chaos around us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for spiritually and mentally and consciously, oh Father God, coming to that understanding, oh Father God, that we can walk, move, and have our being in a heavenly state of mind, oh Father God, destroying and conquering those things that is not of you, oh Father God, so that we may experience, oh Father God, the peace and the joy and the happiness, oh Father God, that you decreed and declared upon our for our lives, because of what you did upon Calvary, oh Father God. Yes, we will experience certain things, oh Father God, but it's how we experience and apply your word to those things that we have experienced in our life. So we thank you, oh Father God, for bringing that consciously aware within us, oh Father God, so that we may most of all see the great love that you have for us, and ultimately, oh Father God, be a vessel to show that love toward others, oh Father God. Oh, again, oh, Father God, we thank you for the helmet of salvation, oh, Father God. Oh, that we will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, everything that we hear, oh, Father God, but to the discernment that you have placed upon us by taking the blindness from off our eyes, we are able to see and understand, oh, Father God, with the ability, oh, Father God, with the Christ mindset. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in this dispensation, season, and time. Oh, we thank you for your hedge of protection also again, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you again for what you've done upon Calvary, oh, Father God, that set us free, oh, Father God, from everything that the enemy has tried to instill and impute up in our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, but we thank you, oh, Father God, for the darkness, oh, Father God, because if we will not have been darkness in our life, oh, Father God, when the light came, we would not have been able to see the doctors and how much it has affected our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, but thank you, oh, Father God, because your divine timing, oh, Father God, set things in order because you are a God of order, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, there's a purpose for everything up under the sun, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for placing that wisdom and understanding within us, oh, Father God. Even though, Father God, as the sons of Issachar, oh, Father God, the ability that you have given them, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, place that ability within us, oh, Father God, and that we will not follow things, oh, Father God, from the understanding and the measurements, oh, Father God, that the world has given us to understand those things. But, Father God, you said also up in your word that you will pour out your spirit upon all flesh, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and that state, oh, Father God, mentally and spiritually that we are in, that is what is going to be enhanced, oh, Father God. Oh, but we thank you, oh, Father God, for your spirit, oh, Father God, being enhanced within us, oh, Father God, our ability to do the things, oh, Father God, of Christ, in Christ, and through Christ, because he said, greater things shall we do, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time of our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, so we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for all that you do within our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name, oh, Father God. Father God, you have given us whatever situation that even that we go through in life, oh, Father God. You have given us a solution, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and in that, oh, Father God, we could call you, oh, Father God, by the name, oh, Father God, in that area, oh, Father God, that you are able to work in, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you have given us, oh, Father God, the ability to call upon you, oh, Father God. And whatever situation that we are going through, oh, Father God, you have given us the answers for your word, oh, Father God, to send those things out in the atmosphere, oh, Father God, because your word, oh, Father God, will not return back void, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for your word becoming flesh, oh, Father God, and that the tabernacle has and is dwelling among us now, inwardly, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. We thank you for the discernment, oh, Father God, and the opening up our eyes, oh, Father God, to see. Oh, we thank you for regulating, oh, Father God, and having us consciously aware, oh, Father God, of the words that we may speak throughout our mouths, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we would not hastily speak, oh, Father God, those things, oh, Father God, that we may have been used to saying and perceiving and understanding by because of the old, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, but we thank you, oh, Father God, that you are making all things new, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you again, oh, Father God, for the word becoming flesh, oh, Father God, and dwelt among us. So we thank you and honor you and glorify you, Father God, for that you covering and blessing your people. We cover, oh, Father God, your ministers, oh, Father God, that carry your word, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we decree and declare even this day, which is a good day, oh, Father God, because we are not in any mourning at all. We are forever rejoicing, oh, Father God, having our eyes fixed upon you, Father, because your word is a lamp to our feet, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we praise you and honor you and glorify you for all that you're doing in this season of our life. Oh, we thank you for strengthening us, oh, Father God, those things that are lacking for the individual, because you know every last one of us personally, oh, Father God. Those things that are lacking, oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for pathways being made, oh, Father God, so they are able to receive, oh, Father God, your blessing, your spirit, your anointing, oh, Father God, that is needed for their lives in this hour. Oh, Father God, you are powerful in all your ways, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for having us consciously aware, oh, Father God, that our thought affects, oh, Father God, the way that we see, oh, Father God. So I thank you, oh, Father God, for sending out your one administering agents to cut out those things, oh, Father God, that is hindering us, oh, Father God, to see things the way that you desire us to see things, oh, Father God, and understand your word the way you desire us to understand your word, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your great love, and that we be in accordance with your destiny, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, since our lives have been predestined, oh, Father God, oh, Father God, open our eyes to see, oh, Father God, that we, the things that we ask, the things that we pray, and the things that we understand will be in accordance, oh, Father God, for your predetermined destiny, oh, Father God, that you have for our lives. Oh, Father God, we honor you. We praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, because you are awesome in all your ways. Shalom.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews' Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office
at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Keep on singing and keep sinning. I don't want to live for you and not see you in the end. I don't want to know your name. You'll not know much before I get to the gate. Please hold. Before I get to the gate, please hold me close. Don't let me go. Hold me close. Oh, wrap me in your arms. Yes, Lord, in your loving arms. Tell me that you love me. Tell me that. Whatever you do, Lord, don't let me go. Hold me close. God, I will stay by your side. Hold me close.
Sunday morning prophetic experience where the word of the Lord, it truly comes alive with our overseer and teacher, Dr. LaRon Matthews. Just a couple of announcements.
Please, if you will, keep in mind that Dr. Matthews will be in San Antonio, Texas, October the 8th for Restoration and Destiny Center. For more information, you can give us a call at 877-912-2027. Again, that number is 877-912-2027. October the 19th and the 20th, you can join Dr. Matthews. He'll be helping Evangelist Thelma Sidney Back to the Cross Ministries. They're getting ready for their 12th Women of the Cross Conference, and that will begin on October the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st. Dr. Matthews will be the guest speaker on October the 20th. For more information, please reach out to Evangelist Sidney, or you can give us a call at 877-912-2027. We're getting ready for Family Values Conference 2023. The Family Values Conference 2023 will be held October the 27th through the 29th at the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries in Harvey, Illinois. And the guest speakers will be Bishop James Bolton and Dr. Curtis Bozeman at this time, and more information is coming about more speakers as well. There won't be a registration fee. However, we're celebrating Dr. Lawrence Matthews' birthday that particular weekend as well, and we're going to be honoring him on that Thursday night. So for more information on any of these announcements, please reach out to us. And if you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you. Please give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at lauronmatthewsministries@gmail.com. We're honored this morning to have a special guest that's going to bring the word for us this morning, Prophet Jemiah Keeley. He's connected also to Lauron Matthews Ministries in Montgomery, Alabama. He's also the pastor. Prattville, Alabama, the House of Prayer in Prattville, Alabama, and it covers South Central Alabama as well. He's an anointed man of God. And at this time, we will turn it over to Prophet Keeble at this time. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. It's a blessing, an honor and a privilege to be on this call this morning. And at this time, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would hide me behind the cross of Calvary, that your people would hear from you, God, not hear just from me. God, let a word be spoken to edify somebody's life. God, help us to speak, preach, and teach this morning. The hell is terrified and Satan is horrified. To you are glorified. Heaven is magnified. The Holy Ghost is satisfied. Your people are edified, and yet your word justified. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. People of God, this morning, from the word of the Lord in Mark 5, verse 35, says, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue to see at the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. Verse 41 says, and he took the damsel by the hand and said, Talitha kumah, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years old. And they were astonished with great astonishment, and he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. People of God, I want to talk to you this morning from this particular thought. Don't trip. It's only a commercial break. As we do our best to try to properly exegete this text God has given us, it is first important, people of God, that you understand that we are in a season and dimension of time that the church is in need of people who will stand for what's right and not just what's popular. Today we can all testify that we've had some good days, we've had some hills to climb, we've had some lonely days, and we've all had some sleepless nights. But if we were to open the mics and allow everybody to talk on the line, we can all testify that when we look around and think things over, all of our good days outweigh our bad days. and that's reason enough not to complain. Watch this, people of God. It was July 1st, 1941, that the world's first television commercial aired during a game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Philadelphia Phillies. That commercial was an ad for Bolivia Watches, a company that sold watches and clocks for people to keep up with time. This, my brothers and sisters, is important because as we move into this season of refreshing, renewal, and revival and reloading, one of the most dangerous things a child of God can do is not understand that timing is in God's hands. Let me help you right here. You got to understand that it's real strange that we talk about the first commercial being aired is about watches or a company that's promoting watches. You got to understand that that's spiritual and that's prophetic because it helps us to understand that from the beginning of time, time has always been in God's hands. And I need to help you understand something prophetically on this morning, people of God, that no matter what state you're in, no matter what place you're in your life, no matter what time or dimension you're in your life, you've got to understand that whenever there's a promise spoken over your life, there's still time for God to do it. I don't care how many times you failed. I don't care how many times you gave up. I don't care how many people said it ain't going to happen. When time belongs to God, there's always time for God to perfect that which concerns you. Let me pause here and tell you, don't you dare think just because a person is dealing with issues now means that there isn't time for God to show up and be God or turn the situations around. It looks strange. It seems like all odds are working against them. I know it seems like it's over for them. I know it seems like disaster met them before deliverance, but listen, in God's timing, just when you think they've reached the end of it all, God can step off his throne, step into time, and blow somebody's mind. People of God, listen, I want you to understand the message. In order to understand the message, you got to first understand the meaning and significance of a commercial and what a commercial does. A commercial does many things, but the main three things a commercial does is it informs, it persuades, and then it pays for the advancement of what's being viewed. God have mercy. Let me come get you this morning. I need you to not get it twisted because what's going on in my life or the life of someone else that some folks have a whole lot to say about, you got to understand that what's going on in our lives is only there to inform you that God has his hand on me. Come here, somebody. It's also to persuade you to make sure he's got his hands on you. I wish I had some people to talk back to me this morning, people of God, Prophet Matthews, Administrator Reza, you got to understand that a commercial comes to pay for all the hell I had to go through in my life. Watch this. As I move swiftly, let me give you a Bible to back it up here in the text. We meet a man by the name of Jairus who has a sick daughter and needs Jesus to come to where he is in hopes that he can heal her before death consumes her in front of people that have already healed her. Watch the text. The man is praying for his daughter that she be healed. Yet he's praying in front of people that are about to tell him his daughter's already dead. Come here, let me get you somebody. Isn't it funny? Isn't it strange that oftentimes you'll come across people who will often kill your situation before they allow God to heal your situation? You got to ask God, Lord, deliver me from people who've declared my circumstance or my situation dead before I even get to God and ask him for help. Come here, somebody. In the text, Jesus and his disciples over by ship to the other side, and a bunch of folk gathered around him, and among them, the ruler of the synagogue, Jairus by name. The first thing that Jairus does before he even speaks is show a sign of worship in the act of falling at the feet of Jesus. People of God, you got to understand that when your life hits the commercial break, when your life hits the point, let me help you understand what a commercial break is. A commercial break is when you're trying to get to your destiny and you end up meeting disaster. Come here, somebody. Disaster is the place where you find yourself in situations where life gets hard, where life gets, when life begins lifing, when struggle starts struggling, when pain starts paining. You got to understand that those are the commercial breaks in your life. When people are dogging you, when people are talking about you behind your back, when people are mistreating you, people are misusing you, those are the commercial breaks of life. But when you get to that point of a commercial break in your life, the first thing you got to understand is that Jairus failed at the feet of Jesus. Let me help you with that this morning. I wonder, is there anybody on the line that says, listen, no matter how much I have to struggle, no matter how much I have to go through, no matter how much I've had to deal with, I've learned to rest at the feet of Jesus. Jairus, who is in a distressed situation, shows a sign of worship in the act of falling at the feet of Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, that's what I need you to understand this morning, that when you're going through what you're going through, sometimes you just need to keep your mouth quiet. Sometimes you just need to stop talking to people. Keep your hands lifted and your knees locked in the position of prayer. The first commercial break we see in the text is Jesus sees Jairus. Jairus beckons for Jesus to come with him, and Jesus decides to go, but then he meets a woman. Y'all ain't talking. Ain't it funny how when you're watching your favorite show or movie, just when Beckett gets ready to catch Billy in the bed with Belinda, a commercial comes on. Come on, some of y'all watch TV. Come here, let me get you. Some of us ran in the middle of a commercial break. Some of us run to the bathroom. Some of us run to grab a snack. Some of us browse a little on Facebook. But one thing about it, two things for sure, we make sure that we're in position to see what's about to happen when the show returns. And that's just like in the church. Just when you think God's about to bless you, just when you think your prayer is up next to be answered, somebody always seems to make you feel like you've been put on pause by jumping up shouting about what God did for them in the midst of you needing God to move for you. But don't get it twisted, baby. It's just a commercial break. Come here. Can I say it like my grandmama used to say it? He'll be back to you directly. He'll be back to you in a moment. It's just a commercial break. Watch this. They tell Jairus in verse 35 that his daughter is dead. That's the second commercial break. Here he is praying and believing God for a miracle for his daughter, and the people say she's dead. It's strange to me how somebody can be walking with you, and you believe in one God, believe in God for one thing, and they show up with another report. Can I ask you this question this morning? Whose report are you going to believe? Whose report are you, come here somebody, whose report are you going to believe this morning? You going to believe the report of the Lord, or you going to believe the report of the people? What if you would have believed the report of people that there was no hope for your child? What if you believed the report of the people that there was hope, no hope for your marriage, no hope for your son's healing, no hope for your daughter's healing? There was no hope for cancer to be healed. There was no hope for a brain tumor to be removed. What if you believed the report of the people that there was no hope, and you missed the miracle that God was getting ready to perform? Whose report are you going to believe? Because can I help you understand something again this morning? You can't get it twisted. What you're going through is only a commercial break. God help me this morning. Then in verse 36, Jesus denounces what they told him. He says in verse 36, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And then watch what he does. He only takes a few people, and the people that he took with him were Peter, James, and John. Watch this. Let me help you right here. When you're going through the commercials of life, you got to understand that on your way to destiny, there are going to be some people you have to leave behind. God have mercy. I wish I had some help in here this morning. There are going to be some people that you can't take with you. There are going to be some people you got to leave right where they are. I ain't got but 5 more preaching minutes. I got to hurry up and move and tell you there's some people in your life you need to tell them that they can no longer be in that position. They can no longer hold that position in your life because where you're headed, you need God to move, and they don't believe like you believe. Watch this. It's in the text because as we make our way, as we pave our way to the next verse, we discover the people, the pity, and the party. God have mercy. It's in verse 38. In verse 38, it says, and he come to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and see the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he says to them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleeping. The people are already in funeral mode. And yet Jesus says, she sleep. The people are already in the midst of their pity party. And yet Jesus says, she sleep. Can I help you understand something? In the commercial breaks of your life, don't you dare let people turn what's supposed to be your celebration into a repast. Look, God from Zion. Because people don't understand the timing of God. And just because my situation looks dead to you does not mean there's no hope for me. For the pity, he comes to party. And they laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him and entered in where the damsel was lying and took the damsel by the hand and said, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto you, arise. Watch the last part of the text. He told them, don't tell nobody, but give her something to eat. Lord have mercy. Here go the party. I'm gone, Prophet Matthews. I'm gone, Administrator Bryant. Here is the party. Watch this. The daughter is in ICU. According to the people, she's in ICU on the way to the morgue, getting ready to be embalmed, to be buried. And yet, they're already preparing the repast. Watch this. They've already brought the chicken. They've already brought the drink. They've already bought all the side dishes, preparing for the repast. And yet, Jesus heals the girl, wakes the girl up, and then tells the girl, take what they brought for your repast and make it a party. God have mercy. I need to leave by telling you this morning, people of God, on Blog Talk Radio, that what people showed up and thought was going to be your funeral is about to be a celebration. I prophetically declare and decree that they thought you were about to die. They thought you were about to give up. They thought there was no hope. They thought you weren't going to survive. They thought you weren't going to make it. But God's getting ready to turn what they thought into what he's going to produce as a miracle. That's why you can't tell. That's why I ain't worried about what you think. I'm not worried about how you feel because I know that where I thought I was going to fail, God's going to promote my future. Come here, people of God. I know I thought where it was going to be disaster, God was going to give me deliverance. I know you thought it was going to break me, but God's about to bless me. I know you thought it was going to cause a mess in my life, but God's going to take the mess and give me a message that's going to create a miracle. Can I help you understand that what I'm going through is only a commercial break? It ain't going to be like this always, and sooner or later, the commercial's going to have to end, and the story is going to start over again. Can I help you? Don't you dare give up on me, one of my life, because there's another episode getting ready to air. And in this episode, I'm not going to be down. I'm not going to be dead. I'm going to come out on top, and we're going to have a party to celebrate the fact that I did not die in the waiting room. I did not faint in the field, but God moved my life from not enough to more than enough, and my future is blessed because I understood that my pain was only a commercial break for what God was getting ready to show and do in my life. God bless you. you this morning, people of God, I prophesy to that woman on the line that's in the midst of suffering, that's in the midst of pain, that's in the midst of going through, that doesn't understand how you're going to make it from this paycheck to next paycheck. It's just a commercial break. God's getting ready to give you a financial miracle. I prophesy to that man of God, to that young man who's on the line and don't understand how you're going to move from poverty to promise. Let me help you understand that it's only a commercial break, because God's getting ready to move you from the land of not enough to the land of more than enough, because what you've got has been just enough, and just enough hasn't been good enough. And God is getting ready to turn the commercial break off and allow your story to resume, but this time you're coming out on top. God bless you this morning, people of God. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I hope to hear from you again. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet Keebler. God bless you. What a powerful word. And we truly thank you for taking out the time on your Sunday morning to bring this powerful word. And we thank you so much for being connected to us. And we just thank God for you. If anyone have any questions, if you will just hit one on your dial, we'll bring you in the queue. And while you're doing that, please remember that Dr. Matthews is on his way to Restoration Destiny Center, October the 8th, San Antonio, Texas, October the 19th to the 20th, Back to the Cross Ministries, hosted by Evangelist Thelma Sidney, and also our Family Values Conference 2023, October 27th through the 29th. Guest speakers at this time will be Bishop James Bolton of the world-renowned Bolton Brothers, and Dr. Curtis Bozeman, who's also the president of Global Evangelical Christian College and Seminary in Montgomery, Alabama. There's no registration fee. This year we're going to celebrate the birthday of Dr. Matthews, and we're going to show him great, great love this year. So that in mind, and if you're in the Harvey, Illinois area this morning, join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries for their Sunday morning service. There is a word, 231 East 146th Street, in Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. We have a caller, Bishop Keeler. Caller 6182, you're live in there. God bless you, woman of God.
To everyone on the line, Minister O'Brien, to my pastor, this was an on-time word. I'm making it personal for myself. This was an on-time word, because when we encourage in so many others, we need the word ourselves, and I needed to know. This is just a commercial I'm in and what I'm dealing with and what I'm going through. So thank you so much for your obedience and for releasing the word that God placed on your heart for us this morning. I'm going to hold tight to it's just a commercial. Even in valleys, we still got a commercial. So God bless you, and thank you so much.
God bless you, man of God. Prophet Matthew.
God bless you, Apostle Prophet Keebler. Bless you, man, serving on today. Thank you for blessing us, and thank you for ministering such a powerful right now word from the Lord to the people of God today. That was right on time. It was a powerful word for this hour, for many people that we entered into this first day of the 10th month in 2023. Something great is about to unveil for many of us, and you're in the vein of my word today that I'm getting ready to share at 11 o'clock service with the people of God. So I thank God for you on today, man of God, for allowing the Lord's will to be done and his presence to have his way over us and to bless us on today. We just thank God for you and the things that God is doing in your life for you, man of God. You can tell when the oil is on somebody's life. And when the oil is on somebody's life, that's a word for the people of God life on today. Thank you, Administrator Rita Bryant. Thank you, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. And thank you, Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas, and many of those that are listening in, and the many people that we were ministered to last night, just thanking God for all that he's doing for each and every one of you all on today. Prophet Keebler, give the people your information where they can be able to sow a seed into you today. I think it's only be fitting to be able to bless the man of God with a seed for all of the work he blessed us with on today. And I know there's many more listening in that he's blessed us with. So why don't you do that, man of God, for us?
Bless you, Prophet. If there's God anyone bless. that would like to sow, you can sow by way of Cash App, $ Bishop Keeb 21. That's $ Bishop Keeb, the numbers 21. That's Bishop Keeb 21. Also, you can search it by our email. If you did not get that, you can also sow to our church, our ministry, which is $IGO, the number 2, H-O-P. That's $IGO, the number 2, H-O-P. God bless you. God keep you. Thank you so much again, Prophet Matthews. It's an honor to be in your presence this morning and to worship with you all this morning. And we look forward to what's to come in the future.
Amen. Bless you, man of God, and once again we thank God for you, and we thank God for the wind of change that's coming, even for you and your particular region and the things that God is bringing you through for you and your family and the ministry there. We're celebrating the great season that God has created and established for you. I just hear the word of the Lord God for you in this season. The Lord said, prepare for the coming attraction in this season. Prepare for there's a gateway God is opening to you. The route that they had, it was too many stumbling blocks there. And the Lord said, now the yield sign is coming down for him to take you into this season of opportunity and advancement. And I hear the word of the Lord God. Sometimes you can be on the wrong payroll, and they'll end up bankrupting you, but they can't bankrupt the purpose. So in this season, God is bringing you into this new time. And I'm even hearing the word new time zone. He's switching the clock while people are preparing for the clock to change. He's switching the clock on our enemies in this season. Some people are preparing to see the clock go back an hour, and God is about to turn the sundial around 9 times for us to bring us into his perfect will and his perfect plan for our life. So we thank God for the strength of God is on you and where he's taking you and the things that's getting ready to happen for you in this season and our man of God. We bless the Lord for you, and we stand with you in this season of the thing that God is doing for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right, saints of God, we're just thanking God for each and every one of you all on today. We're looking to see you all in the building at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, 11 a.m. We're going to try to jump in to do something as it relates to our Facebook. If we don't, we'll still be able to connect in the latter part of today. But 11 o'clock, there will be a fresh word from the Lord, our praise and worship prophetic team, and there will be a mighty move of God in the sanctuary on today. Thanking God for each and every one of you all. All right, man of God, one more time, give the people your information, how they can sow a seed, and then it's in your hand. Don't forget, once again, people of God, join us. Those announcements been given. Govern yourself accordingly. We're looking forward to seeing you in a city, town, or community, or nation where you are at. We're looking to be there with you and part of what God is doing for you. You can go to my Facebook page and follow us. If you're on Facebook, go over to Lorraine Matthews on Facebook and follow me. Go over to Lorraine Matthews Ministry and hit like. Go into Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry and hit like and follow us. We're doing great things, and we want you to be part of it. If you're not in any ministry and you want to be part of the ministry, whether a covenant partner, virtue member, or one of our two locations, Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, please reach out to us. Or Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, please reach out to us at our office. That number is 877-912-2027. All right, man of God, it's in your hand. Any other final announcements, Administrator Brian?
No, sir, but if Bishop, well, it's a question in the chat room. Bishop Tiebler, if you would give your address for your church services in the Prattville area. We have some people in Birmingham that are asking for the address and the time of your services.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our address, we are currently meeting at the Courtyard Marriott there in Prattville, Alabama. That's Prattville, Alabama. Again, that's the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2620 Legends Parkway in Prattville. We have service tonight at 6 o'clock every Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. right there at the hotel. We would love to see your face in the place. I stole that from Prophet Matthews. We love to see your face in the place, amen. But also, if you would like to sow, you can sow it. $Cash App, Bishop Keeb, that's Keeb, K-E-E-B, 2-1. That's B-I-S-H-O-P-K-E-E-B, 2-1. Again, we are the House of Prayer, where my wife and I, Pastor Denita Childs Keebler, serves as the leaders there. Thank God that we are in a season of manifestation. For those that are listening, what's happening at the House of Prayer is a spoken prophecy spoken by the prophet himself, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, and we are excited and humble and submissive to say that we are in our season of prophetic release because of what was spoken over our lives in ministry some 2 years ago right there in Montgomery, Alabama. And so we would love to see your face in the place at 2620 Legends Parkway. If you don't have anything to do, join us tonight at 6 o'clock where we're going to have a healing and deliverance service, and we're believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders. In Jesus' name, God bless you and God keep you is our prayer.
Amen. One more time for the record, Keebler, for those who's sowing, who wants to sow, via Cash App again, give that to us one more time. And then it's in your hand, send us on home.
Amen.
With the final word.
Dollar sign. Yes, sir. Dollar sign. B-I-S-H-O-P, that's Bishop Keeb, 2-1. Dollar sign, B-I-S-H-O-P, 2-1. Should be Bishop Keeb, 21. And God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Again, remember, whatever you're going through, it's only a commercial break. The word of the Lord says, and it came to pass. And I want to leave you with this thought. That whatever you're dealing with right now, it did not come to last. It came to pass. And so, Father God, we thank you. We bless you. And we love you. And we appreciate you, God, for pulling us out of the commercial into our destined place. And we pray now, God, that on this day you will meet us in our services. You will meet us where we are. We pray now, God, that that woman, that man, that child, that boy, that girl, God, whoever is listening on today, we pray today, God, that you are about to send them increase and abundance. Rain on their field, rain in their lives, and most of all, God, rain in their finances. God, I pray and I prophesy on this morning that your people are about to move from the land of not enough into the land of more than enough, and you're about to make our season of not having enough be no more. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. God keep you is my prayers on today, people of God.
and hating and opinionated. Loners in basements and those congregated. Deliver me far from the peaceful shore I was sinking. Deep in the ocean of thoughts they were thinking. I don't know what validation I was seeking. Deliver me from people, people. When you said you could heal me from anything, did you mean people, people? Deliver me, 'cause I can't point them out. I won't say the names. I don't know the damage or which one to blame. It's just people, people, deliver me. She was the reason I smiled in the morning. He took the last bit of joy I was storing. That's too much power for anything human. Deliver me from people, people. Know you can heal me from anything. What about people, people? Deliver.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m.,
in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. A powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available times. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you. Fill it up.